This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Joke.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How about that guy knocking curling earlier? Do not besmirch the Scotties. Is there such a word as Canadiana? Like Americana, but from Canada.
Yeah,
It sounds like it should be a word.
That was the name of a boat.
Canadiana?
The Canadiana used to run between, like, I don't know, somewhere in the Outer Harbor across to Crystal Beach. My parents used to ride it.
I'm telling a Canadian guy about Canadiana right now.
Yeah.
There's a Scotty's pool. I already offered it to you. You wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's not too expensive. Plus, you pay in Canadian money.
Bonus.
So, here's my idea, and we can talk about this for what we have left and maybe for the rest of the summer or, you know, the off season.
Okay.
The Bills season arrives. It happens. They win a bunch of games. They win the division. They go to the playoffs. They lose. 5 years in a row. Well, if you want to expand that to just making the playoffs, it's 6 years in a row. Everybody knows this. The season ends, and we get some...
This is next season now we're talking
This
about.
Is all the last 5-6 years.
Okay, gotcha.
This is what happened. This is what has happened for each of these years.
Okay.
Some percentage of the fans call up, and they say, guys, how much longer with Sean McDermott? And that happened again this year. Maybe not as often as in other years, but it did. And I have said for... these years in a row, I have a tough time imagining that if the Bills have the same season next year and lose in the AFC playoffs, that I'm going to want a coaching change, because it just seems a little nuts to win the division year after year and fire the coach, right? You've heard me say that.
Sure.
That's been my position on that take for the last few years. I mean, it didn't have to happen right away. But, you know, we got to that point where Allen became so good, and they go down, and he gets his share at least of the blame for it. And people ask, all right then, fair enough, how long do you give him? I don't know. I can't imagine sitting here next year, 13-4, AFC Championship, lose. Okay, that's it. That Super Bowl is messing with me, because the Philadelphia Eagles, to put it mildly, had no trouble demolishing Kansas City's offense. No trouble. All the things a Chiefs fan probably was worried about,
mm-hmm.
you know, age, running game,
the offensive line,
weapons, offensive line, all of it came to fruition on Sunday night. And the Bills' season again ended being unable to stop Kansas City's offense. And this year, they don't really have the injury excuse that they had last year.
No.
When the Chiefs went for 9 yards of play. So I'm telling you right now, guys, how much longer do you give McDermott if the same thing happens again? I think it's 1 year for me.
Like this coming season.
Yep. Another year of great season, can't stop somebody in the playoffs with your defense. That's your value to me. I mean, it's more than that. Everything that everybody has said for years about the job he's done to build the thing back up. Back up. I mean, what, it was 25 years after they were last up. Yep. To build the thing up and make the Bills a perennial contender is all, you know, well taken. But I don't think I can live with another year of all of the MVP quarterback, 30 points a game on offense, but I basically hit my average at Arrowhead Stadium in the playoffs and still lost. I think it's one for me. I think, you know, I'm trying to be fair about it.
I know, saying this
for years has been the fair thing. Like, really, yeah. I just have not ever felt comfortable with, okay, enough. But I think if it happened again, I would have had enough.
I'll reserve the right to see where I don't want to call a shot like that this far out, sight unseen, because, I mean, a lot of things can factor in. But I think the overall point, what is the overall point? You've had all of this time. If you even go back to 20, right, what was the objective after they lost their first AFC title game to this team when they couldn't stop them and were really outclassed? I mean, they've closed the gap, so golf clap, but still. They haven't beaten them in the playoffs. We all know that. But the objective was, we got to find a way to get to him. We got to find a way to get him off his spot, disrupt him. Here comes Gregory Rousseau. Here comes Boogie Basham. Here comes Von Miller. Everything that's happened after that. Ed Oliver, AJ Epenesa, Daquan Jones. You know, you mix it. You know, your big free agents, your small free agents like Jordan Phillips and Jefferson, whoever else you want. Dwan Smoot. Like they've tried a lot of things. And they haven't gotten enough of it right to be able to be capable of doing what Philadelphia did to the Chiefs on Sunday. Now, the Chiefs also did not put that together in 1 year. But they've hit on enough that they have the recipe. And right now for them, we talked about this, I think, yesterday, like all of that on defense is, relatively speaking, cheap. Like it's rookie contracts for the defensive tackles. Excuse me. The guys on the outside aren't even the highest paid guys. They just got by. Zach Bond is like an all pro all of a sudden. He was like a spare part in New Orleans.
Yep.
They've just done a very good job of targeting guys and hitting. And, you know, the draft is hard. You're hits and misses, and you want to give credit for hitting on later round guys. Okay, that's fine. But how good are those guys? Like, Bernard is an excellent player, and I like him a lot. But is there some, if you were to hit on a guy at that position earlier, would he be better? Would he make more difference-making plays? Would he have prototypical size that could be more of a problem in coverage for quarterbacks to get over and around? Like, all of it. Like, the Bills have gotten a lot out of guys that aren't pedigreed. And, again, there's a lot to be proud of within that, but you've had a body of time here to change that and acquire difference makers, and on defense, I don't really know where they are. So,
well,
and that to me doesn't just land on Brandon Bean. I've said for ages here, anytime anybody wants to single out Bean, like, that's my problem. I'm fine with McDermott. My problem is Bean. Like, pump the brakes on that. You think McDermott is sitting over there like in a straitjacket with his mouth sewn shut during the draft? I think you're nuts. Like, it's his show, man. So they've had a lot of opportunities, and they haven't been able to find their way to those players.
Right. I mean, the whole thing about his acumen, his side of the ball, the argument that it's the Bills' defense that has failed them in these playoff losses has had merit. It hasn't been the only thing. They're all different. And 13 seconds is special because it was defense, but it was also like the brain lock. And I think like most people, was not ready to move on after that season. Like, they were awesome. Then you have Cincinnati, and it's really both offense and defense against the Bengals, and it's post-Hamlin, and
right.
What do you want to do there? Then it's the last 2 years, and it's injuries last year, and it's, a missed field goal. And now this. And this one, to me, by being on the heels of all the others.
Right.
And, which, I don't have the other excuses this year. I had a healthy team. I had the MVP. I'm going to keep using that, I guess. The fact that he won the vote and not finished second to Jackson, but I did. That. And just still couldn't stop a team that all year and then in the next game proved pretty stoppable for as good as Mahomes is.
Yeah, I mean, I my take...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Takeaway, I said right, first thing I said, I think, on Monday after the Super Bowl was, like, I have been mostly, I think I sounded this way, like, blaming Allen is too strong, but he's excellent, but I have had the ball in a spot where I think we'd all agree, well, we wouldn't all agree, but I think you and I would, like, there's 2 minutes left, I got the ball, and I need a touchdown to win, I want to be that team. I'd rather be the team that needs the touchdown to win than the team trying to hang on to a 3-point lead or a 4-point lead. Like I want to be the team that's going to go score and win. And that has been the scenario for all the different, you know, ways you can look at their failures and AJ Klein and everything else. I still had that. And that I don't want to just throw that away, but I think I probably have overcooked that because the Super Bowl did show me and show the world that I don't have to settle for I better get 38 points or I'm losing. And that I'm gonna care. It skewed the way I'm thinking immediately about the Bills and their offseason.
Well, exactly. Like the simple comeback from the McDermott critics would be, well, what's he here for then? Like, what's my edge for having him? If Andy Reid can go to the lab and cook up plays the Bills haven't seen before, why can't I do that? You know, and that is also part of it, that was one of the takeaways from that game. Bills players saying they were not prepared for certain things, and that's not great when it comes to coaching. It sounds like, and it looks like from some of the things that have happened already, that they might be going into a different direction defensively this year. You know, style. We got a new assistant who's been a man defense guy for a few teams and had a Saints team when he was a D-line coach that was up there in sacks. It still comes down to this pass pressure they can't get against Kansas City when they need it. I think the draft, I don't know if there really is any new pressure on McDermott, and you're talking about the you know how he and Bean work together. McDermott's got his hand up right now with this draft. All right, I mean
he should.
Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid. We wanted Kincaid for Dorsey. We wanted Coleman. We wanted both of them for Allen. These are the guys that Allen liked. You know, I'm the head coach. My turn. All right, I've got a first and 2 seconds. It looks like it's kind of my year to draft defensive players. You're talking about we've kind of come to this perhaps correct realization that picking 30th to 60th is kind of the same. Most, you know, it's kind of flat. So I can get up to 2 to 3 defensive players here that I can plug in. Deep interior defensive line, secondary, maybe one is a receiver, but you get the point. Like this is another chance to replenish. They need to do it. Everything points to that. The results of the season overall, the defense down the stretch, the Rams. They couldn't touch Matthew Stafford against the Rams. Like, that didn't happen that often this year. You know, Detroit got its points. They usually did. Even, like, New England a little bit. They're 14-0 in the first game. That was a close game. But I'm trying too hard now. Baltimore didn't punt. In Buffalo, in a playoff game on the road, they didn't punt. So everything points to this, that the Bills' defense will look different.
Yeah.
And will have new young talent added. Maybe one free agent get as well, Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Maybe they trade all three of those picks you just talked about, drafting two defensive players and a wide receiver with four Myles Garrett. And there's your change. And like I've said already, and I think I'll stand by it, I'd be pretty, if I could pull off that trade, I might be pretty tempted to just sort of wire the rest of it together however I can and feel like I made my big move up there. Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp are my safeties. I'll find some way, either it's Rasul Douglas back or someone comparable, hopefully maybe younger and faster, maybe more capable playing man coverage like you're alluding to. Okay, like there'll be things, but I'm not going to town on overhauling my defense because Myles Garrett is a meteor hitting the building. That should overhaul your defense, giving you that presence up there. So if they could swing that, I mean, that might solve a lot. I mean, I'd love to know how much he likes or hates that idea.
Well, sorry for framing it this way. If the Bills did that and acquired Myles Garrett, and the playoffs come along, and you have this same result. My whole scenario here is that his defenses have not come through in the playoffs kind of every time, you know, every 5 years in a row. The first was the worst. But 5 years in a row, and yes, it's Mahomes and Burrow the one time. Yes, we know it's hard. Hasn't happened. Didn't seem that tough Sunday night to stop the Kansas City Chiefs. Didn't seem impossible. And to the Bills in the playoffs, it's been kind of impossible. So they get Myles Garrett, and it happens again. Who does that look worst on? Is that McDermott, or is it Garrett? Or is it Bean, who had to have Von Miller, and then this time had to trade the farm for Myles Garrett? Like,
here we go with the farm.
Nobody, yeah, right, it's yours. Nobody looks good.
Bring it back.
Right? Like, it better work.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm more comfortable with the three players. You know, I want to really see them attack this, and Garrett can... What? Like, he can sort of, you cut the line if he's
right.
Great.
It's a shortcut. Yeah.
It's a shortcut. But you get it right, and it's a good year to have these picks. If that's what you need, then I think I like that more. Anyway, so there. I'm saying it. It has to be, like you said first, we'll see what it looks like, right? Yes. I'm just sort of, my thing has been, if the same thing happens next year, I'm still not going to want to make a coaching change because that's still so good, but now I feel differently. I'm good. One more of these is enough for me. If they go to Kansas City next year, no matter what, I'll say this too, no matter what Kansas City's season is, you'd expect them to be good on offense, right? Better than this year, but they did have this year. They weren't good this year. You go there and the same thing happens, I gotta get the check. Like, now I'm just another year where I didn't finish.
Yeah. Boy, that is going to be that. We're all rooting for the Bills, of course, right? Whether you call us and are highly critical of McDermott, or us for appearing to defend him, or me for my problem now is, like, I've always been like this. I love the stories. I love the stories. And him persevering through all this and getting it home is a great story. I mean, it would never get lost, I think, even on us. We were partying our balls off because they won the Super Bowl. That story would be a central piece of it to me because... He's not had the smoothest ride here with his own fans for a few years. It's like, I really want to see you. This is how you end up rooting for Peyton Manning when he can't get past Tom Brady. Because you want one time, you just want to see it happen. Like, dude, you're good at this. You've done a lot of things good. A lot of people are rooting for you. Just please beat that guy. Beat that team. And then you do it like, oh, thank God he did it. It almost doesn't matter if you ever do it again. You did it. And that's where I'm at with McDermott. Like, I want so badly, and of course for Allen too, but like, to me, he doesn't face the criticism, and rightly so. He shouldn't. He's the MVP. McDermott's not the coach of the year, and his defense has had shortcomings. This is not to say in any way, shape, or form any of the criticism is unwarranted. Some of it might be, but, you know, in general, I get it. I'm just telling you, like, where I land now is like, I want to see him see it through. More than I want to see some other dude come in and, you know, win 2 years after taking over. You know, good. If you can keep it going and kept it together and you do get there, we're going to party like crazy no matter what. But, man, the story right now to me is McDermott getting them over the hump. And I want it very badly for him.
Well, we should have more time to say all these same things.
Yes. I would count on it.
So you can look forward to that. The Four Nations face-off. I'm not even sure there's a "the." I've said that a couple times, too. Got to be very, as we talked about at the beginning of our conversation with Greg Wyshynski, it's a very specific, interesting name. Four Nations face-off. Game 2 is tonight. We talked to Greg from ESPN about it and the Sabres. We'll have that for you next here on WGR.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.